brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're now into hour number three on this Tuesday, the 10th day of August 2004. Coming up, more about the globalist plans to go ahead and attack Iran, get us into World War III properly. And we're going to talk to American Free Press writer Mike Blair about his article, Draft Riots Feared, No Matter Who Wins in November, the Draft Will Return. We're also going to have wide open phones at 800-253-3139. That's 800-253-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Again, the website's updated daily. Tons of information. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But the national draft, they've introduced the bills. They got the draft boards being set up. They've increased the funding. The military admits they're getting ready for this. Bill Clinton, his last year in office, had a study done. They want to invade dozens and dozens and, well, they say 63 countries. They've already invaded several of those. They're going to have the troops. They don't even have the troops for Iraq. And the bills are introduced, but they use classic psychological warfare tactics. When we criticize this, the media comes out and runs headlines like this one. Rumors fly of military draft, and then the Star Tribune went on to call it a conspiracy theory. So I guess it's kind of like Patriot Act 2, where they introduce the bill, and then it doesn't exist if you give the bill number out. But Mike Blair joins us from American Free Press. AmericanFreePress.net's the website. Mike, good to have you on with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
We're dealing with massive denial here. We've just got a few minutes before we break, but in a nutshell, your article spells it out and raises the specter of massive riots against this.
Yes, I think we can look back to what happened during the Vietnam period when there were massive riots, demonstrations throughout the country, particularly on college campuses, in protest of the war, which is, and the similar protests are rising every day against the war in Iraq, and if they institute a draft where young men, and to be politically correct, women, are drafted between the ages of 18 and 26, there's going to be a major problem. There's no way else of looking at it. I think what's going to be an indicator of this is the demonstrations we're going to see, and perhaps some violent demonstrations we're going to see at the Republican convention in New York City.
Now, in the past, we've also seen the government hire provocateurs. Bill Clinton did it. We've caught Bush's people doing it. I've even caught Austin police trying it. A lot of these anarchists, it turns out, work for the federal government or for state government, and it just takes a few of them to create a crisis so the police can go after the whole mass of people. But they're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of protesters in New York. Now, that didn't happen in Boston. It was kind of a chilling effect, but are you saying you think we might see riots in New York at the end of this month, or are you saying that you think we'll see them if they bring the draft back?
I'm saying both. I think we're likely to see violent demonstrations. I don't know. I think riots perhaps is too strong a word, but I think we will see some very bad demonstrations. And as you point out, we have the provocateurs, anarchist types that are already in place. There's lots of stuff out on the web, as an example, encouraging people to do various things, including violent things, to disrupt the Republican convention. And of course, they're geared in on the Republican convention because of Bush being the president, being the guy who got us into Iraq, and there's just no way of looking at it. I mean, other than the fact, if you don't believe there's going to be riots in New York, all you have to do is just, talk to any police officer in New York, and he can tell you immediately, well, this is not going to be a happy time for me.
Stay there, my friend. We'll come back with Mike Blair, American Free Press. Talk about his article, Draft Riots Feared. No matter who wins in November, draft will return. We're going to talk about the evidence of the impending draft and take your calls. Stay with us.
We Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The more crises we see, the more problems, the more excuse the government has to crack down on the population. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes, Tom in Kansas City and others, 1-800-259-9231. The national draft. I want to get into the draft riots feared with our guest, Mike Blair from American Free Press. But Mike, you know, we have major news articles admitting there's a draft coming. We have politicians calling for it on both sides of the aisle. We have the draft boards being set up. We have the military saying they're going to have a draft, and then the government calls it a conspiracy theory. I didn't know it was a conspiracy theory when you've got a whole bunch of different bills introduced in the last 2 years, with one of them has 40-plus co-sponsors. I didn't know that was a conspiracy theory. That's like saying that claiming that Virginia exists as a state is a conspiracy theory, or claiming that I'm talking to Mike Blair right now is a conspiracy theory. Your comments or your research on this, I mean, what's the game plan here by the government to announce the draft and then pull back and say, no, there is no plan for the draft?
Well, the bill that you're speaking of, I believe, is Congressman Charles Rangel. He's a liberal Democrat from New York, introduced a bill to reinstate the draft, and a number of other congressmen, mostly liberal Democrats, and for some reason or other, members of the Black Caucus joined as co-sponsors for the bill, and then Ernest Hollings, who's kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum as far as political philosophy is concerned, usually more conservative, he's introduced a companion bill in the Senate.
Well, we also have bills introduced by Republicans.
Yes, we have a lot of activity in Republicans. Charles Hagel is an example, or more commonly known as Chuck Hagel, is, you know, pushing for a reinstatement of the draft. And he thinks that it's, well, to give you his, I have a quote here from him right in front of me. He thinks the draft is great because our citizens need to understand the intensity and depth of challenges we face, unquote. Which is an interesting observation on the part of the senator.
Well, but how about he goes and suits up then? If we need to understand the depth and breadth of the challenges that we face, I remember seeing that quote in the newspaper. In fact, it actually went on to even more obnoxious comments. But look, you talk about in your article, they've got to have a draft just to stay in Iraq. Now they want to invade Iran and all these countries. Obviously, both parties, while they've got the bills introduced, aren't going to admit to this during an election. But we've been told from a lot of good sources, I know you have those same sources, that it's going to happen next year. What are you being told? What do you see happening?
Well, what I see happening is that they use these bills that were put in by Rangel and Ernest Hollings, I don't think were put in as part of any type of a conspiracy or anything like that. I think that Rangel, as an example, was just trying to make a point. And as I said, there was many people from the Congressional Black Caucus that are backing his bill. And he was trying to make the point that most of the, well, a large, let's put it this way, a large percentage of the young men that are going into the service and women are blacks that are being sent over there. And it was not in proportion to the number of whites, you know, according to population. And so therefore, he figured, well, you know, if we're going to send rich white kids or, you know, poor black kids over there, then let's also send everybody over there, including rich white kids.
But see, that's something that's going to sell the left on a draft that they never would have bought. Meanwhile, the Republicans are moving to do the same thing. I think it's a
cynical...
Well,
all they got to do is just jump on bandwagon for Rangel's bill. I mean, Rangel introduced it. I mean, and Ernest Hollings introduced it. These bills will effectively put a draft in place.
And, well, a huge draft. S-89, Universal Service Act, is for men and women.
Right.
And it doesn't just say serve overseas. It says serve in homeland security capacity.
That's correct. Everything, I guess, but protecting our borders.
Can't do that.
Right. I think that if anyone doubts that we have a military personnel crisis, just think of this. With all of our commitments overseas now, we only have one division in reserve. Now, just imagine, if you will, we've already drawn down the number of troops in Korea to send them to Iraq, 3,000 by 3,000, at least 3,000. Now, what happens if the North Koreans all, you know, suddenly decide to make a move, which they've been threatening to do for years?
They've been threatening to kill every American. They've now got a Taipong Dong too that can hit any part of the continental U.S. They were 100 times a threat. Saddam was.
That's correct. They are, and they're not the only ones. We got one right off our shore, which is a bigger threat to us than Saddam. Fidel Castro has.
And if people don't think that Fidel doesn't have frogs, they're crazy.
Fidel Castro is known to have biological weapons. The Russians helped him produce them.
And he's got small nuclear weapons, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I've seen the intel on that. Again, frogs are these short-range weapons that'll hit Miami.
Right, and that's interesting, considering they're only 90 miles away. I mean, and here we are fighting a war to eliminate a country that had, you know, WMDs or weapons of mass destruction all the way around the world, but there's no concern whatever, as far as I've heard, in the Bush administration about Castro. And Castro, by the way, while all of this is going on all over the world, Iraq, Afghanistan, you name it, Castro is quietly subverting numerous countries in South and Central America.
And our government could care less.
Exactly.
And is telling us communism is dead while our Fortune 500 is making deals with them.
That's absolutely correct.
But don't worry, Mr. Blair, we're going to have the government look at us through a microscope and in our everyday lives and teach us how to be good little slaves. But as you said, the border's going to stay wide open, and all of these enemies are in a huge arms race right now.
Yes, and you know, there was a movie put out some years ago called Red Dawn, which is not, you know, if you look at that movie today and you think about all the illegal aliens that are coming across the border, not just from Mexico either, but from, you know, God knows where.
There was a headline in the Houston Chronicle, I bought it this weekend, the Sunday paper, and it was 800,000 criminals ordered to be released on the southern border.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, isn't that what Castro did during the... I'm trying to think. The Mariel boat situation there, remember, during the Jimmy Carter administration, where he released all the criminals from his jails, and then they put them on boats, and they all flocked to the United States, and by the way, are causing a good share of the crime in our inner cities right
now. But if
today,
I don't pay a parking ticket and get pulled over, I go to jail.
That's right.
But aggravated felons... Our Houston Chronicle, I bought that paper, it's still in the car, still on my wife's car, but the Houston Chronicle headline, 800,000 criminals released as they're illegal aliens. Let's take a call. Tom in Kansas City, you're on the air with Mike Blair from American Free Press. Go ahead, Tom.
I just wanted to say, Alex, I appreciate what you're doing, your show and everything, and let you know that in Kansas City we're really enjoying the presidential election. Because it's the first time that we've had blue skies here in I don't know how many years. The planes just quit putting exhaust out all of a sudden.
You're talking about chemtrails?
Yeah.
What do you think about the national draft, Tom?
Oh, I think it's coming, and I'm not for it. I think it's ridiculous. The whole thing is a joke. I've been in law enforcement 20 years, and it's so blatant that what everybody's doing in the federal government and on, and I get a chance to read a lot of stuff that I'm not supposed to share, and you can read it out loud, and people will cross their eyes and go, what, you know, this is confusing. They say we got a war on terrorism, but they catch people and detain them and then let them go.
Oh, Mike, did you hear the latest thing where they had this mole in Pakistan about to blow Al-Qaeda wide open, and then the U.S. released his name?
I just caught a news report about it, but...
But they do this every time. This is a pattern.
Right. And there's also a theory that Osama bin Laden is going to mysteriously appear sometime before the November election for the benefit of the administration, too, now.
And we've had Grassley and... Albright say that.
Well, and you know the darndest thing about that is, if anybody just uses some common sense on that, is Osama bin Laden alive or dead? I say he's dead, and he's been dead for some time, and they're just keeping him alive as the terrorist poster boy. And I say that for this reason. What would Osama bin Laden be doing right now if he was alive? And my answer to that question is, he would use every opportunity to put out videotapes saying, you haven't got me, I'm coming to get you. But you don't see that. You hear some audio tapes that they have the technology to produce. When I say they, I mean some people involved in intelligence and intelligence technology. If we have technology that's so intricate that it can... Well, as an example, if anyone remembers the movie Clear and Present Danger, where they picked up, you know, just from the voice patterns.
Well, what you're saying happened. They took the old bin Laden tapes, ran them through a voice print, created a voice key.
Exactly.
For voice recognition. They run these new tapes through, and it isn't bin Laden.
Right, but they make it technically through a very complicated process. As I was talking about the Clear and Present Danger situation, remember, that was 20 years ago. And they could pick up all these voice patterns and pick a voice right out of, millions and millions of telephone conversations going on around the world. They could pick this right out. Well, if they can do it that easily back 20 years ago, it's not a stretch to imagine that today they could completely...
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Tom. We got a break, Mike. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. We'll have our guest with us about 15 more minutes, take some more calls, and I'm going to get into a bunch of other very important news. You won't just be arrested now for drinking and driving, but driving while you're tired. They're going to have a little special test for that. Get us all into their new criminal system. Can't get you on welfare. They'll get you in the psychological system or get you in the criminal system. But we're talking to Mike Blair, American Free Press, about his article, Draft Riots Fear. No matter who wins in November, draft will return. You were making a point about voice print identification, the NSA, and data collection. Go ahead.
The point I was making, if 20 years ago we were able to, through various electronic means, pick a particular voice that we were of a person we were interested in, out of millions and millions of telephone conversations going on around the world. It's not a stretch to imagine that 20 years later we have the technology available to duplicate the actual voice. And so people could not detect it even electronically. And therefore, my contention, the point I was trying to make is, why do we only hear audio tapes that have supposedly been made recently by Osama bin Laden?
Well, the last videotape turned out to be a fat guy in a room. It turned out that that was fake.
Right. So my point is, if Osama bin Laden is in fact alive, which I don't think he is, then why is it that he's not on television, you know, rubbing our nose in it? And he would be.
Well, Mr. Blair, 2+ years ago, a White House source here in Austin, someone in the administration told me that he died of natural kidney failure. He'd been handed over by the family. They were paid off well. Then he takes the place kind of as a Goldstein boogeyman, and that they can then pin anything they want on the dead bin Laden, and that before the election he would be thawed out, and they claim that they killed him in some type of firefight.
Exactly.
Now, I've been on record for 2 years saying that. Now, in the last 8 months, it's come out in the mainstream news.
And I think that, of course, that's probably very likely to happen sometime before the November election.
But perhaps because we're talking about it, it won't.
That could be.
Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. I want to get more into this draft. Mike and then Bill and others. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing? It's a great show, Alex, as always. I just want to ask your guest, does he... we're hearing all this garbage about the areas of that are, you know, possible terrorist threats and all this and that. And actually, one of my very good friends is in the Marine Reserves. His unit's about maybe 10 miles from here. And he said that his unit commander told him, be prepared for the draft, which is going to take place sometime next year. This was his unit commander, a senior master sergeant. And he's been in the Marines since the Vietnam War. And he told my buddies, because they're all in the Reserves, to be prepared for the draft. He must know something that a lot of people don't know, you know.
They've introduced the bills. They're not going to do it during the election. They're going to do it after the election. I mean, that's your headline, draft will return. That's where, I mean, unless we're going to pull out of Iraq, and Bush says, no, 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 we're going to go into Iran. Mike Blair, comments?
It's not only Bush, but it's the same situation if Kerry wins the election.
Yeah, Kerry says he wants the war, yeah. 40,000
exactly.
More troops.
And I just had an interesting quote that I got from Kerry. It was made by Kerry fairly recently on Meet the Press, and it was in a reference to a comment that he'd made where he said that he felt that way back in 1970 in an article in... a college newspaper, he had indicated that he thought that all of the troops, when they went to in battle, should be under the auspices of the United Nations. And now he says that he wouldn't say that, and he said that that was just the ramblings of a 27-year-old kid. A 27-year-old kid. Now think about that a minute. And we're talking about drafting 18 to 26-year-old people. So are we, and we have been doing this. Now, keep in mind, since World War II, we had a draft continuously until 1973, towards the end of the Vietnam War. Now, did we send a bunch of kids, children, over to die and be sent home in body bags in all these wars? Tens of thousands of kids? I mean, what kind of an idiot is this man to make a comment like that? And this was made just a couple of months ago on to Tim Russert on Meet the Press. That I'm sorry I made that comment about putting all the troops under the command of the United Nations back in 1970 because I was just a 27-year-old kid.
Well, that's what he
means. A fool.
Well, look, he's just going, he means that. That's what he wants. He wants that today.
That's right.
All right. Mike, anything else?
No, that's it. I just encourage everybody to get your films, Alex. They're great.
Well, thank you, Mike. Okay, Bill in New Jersey and others, you're up next. We'll get back with our guest, Mike Blair, American Free Press, the newspaper, weekly newspaper. It's also AmericanFreePress.net. We got a link to his story, Draft Riots Feared at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about the national draft. We're talking about all these countries that the neocons want to invade. Iran next up on the list. Perhaps Syria. 1-800-259-9231. Bill in New York, you're on the air with our guest, Mike Blair. Go ahead.
Okay. With everything that's going on, you'll notice that the price of gasoline will probably go up. However, what a lot of people don't know is that if you have a diesel car, you can have a second tank for greasel. That's what the letters GR, greasel. And if you look it up on the Internet, a lot of people call it their veggie car. You can go around to McDonald's, Burger King, all these places. They have to spend money to get rid of their secondhand grease. What you do is you pick it up for free. They're glad to get rid of it for free. And then you heat it up and strain it out. And the first 5 minutes, you're going to drive on the diesel while heating up the greasel. Then you switch over. When you're done driving, you spend 5 minutes switching back to diesel. So you'll end up with a full tank of diesel lasting about 6 months because you're using greasel for the lion's share of your driving. Remember, once you have a draft and once we have soldiers overseas, the price of gas will go up and it might even be rationing.
Well, there are a lot of alternative fuel systems. Do you have any comments to what the caller is saying, Mike?
The only comment I would, I've never heard of greasel, but there's no question but what the cost of gas is going to continue going up. We have these little lulls and it might drop a few cents, but if you notice, it keeps it usually goes up more than it drops.
Yeah, overall,
so we keep getting higher and higher.
Overall, it's a trend straight up.
And I'm told that the aim there is that they want gas to be, you know, the price of gas to level off somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.50 a gallon. And I don't think it's an impossibility to imagine that that would occur if we had a, you know, if this war situation gets worse and we have rioting, whatever, the thing about the gas prices getting higher, a price of diesel fuel and so forth getting higher, is that it runs up everything else because everything moves in this country over the highways, or practically everything. We, a bunch of dumbbells in charge of things, thought it was a good idea not to have trains some years ago, so they, you know, now everything is hauled over the highways, so in huge semi trucks, and that's why, I mean, when the gas prices go up, the cost of groceries goes up, television sets, you name it, everything goes up because everything is hauled by trucks.
And then almost everything being hauled by those trucks is made out of oil.
And that's true, too, because everything is made of plastic these days.
Right, right. What I was, what I'd like two of you to do, if you can take a little bit of time tonight or tomorrow, whatever, is you first type in the word diesel, then you take out the letter D and put in GR. You do that in a search engine like Google or Ask Jeeves or Yahoo, and you'll be amazed at different sites that come up. And there's one guy in New Hampshire who will convert your car for $700.
Well, there's a lot of alternative systems, and I appreciate the call. Take care. But, again, folks, getting back to the national draft, they must have a draft to have the troops just to stay in Iraq. They admit that. That's like Secretary of the Army White a few years ago. They told him to resign. He said, it's going to take 500,000 troops to take over, 400,000 to keep Iraq. They said, you're fired. No, it's going to take 130,000. Well, now there's 160,000 over there. They're saying that's not enough, and they've got to have a draft. Republicans have been calling for this. A few weeks ago, Congress said we've got to have a debate about the draft. They're up there discussing it, but every time we gain momentum against it to neutralize our debate, they say, no, it's a conspiracy theory. Now, do you have any comments on that, Mr. Blair?
Well, it's very easy every time they want to write us off as being fools or lunatics or whatever to say that, you know, we're involved and, you know, the whole thing is just a conspiracy theory. But bringing back the draft isn't. And if you just look at some of the statistics, like as an example, last year Army reenlistments had dropped from 67% to 58%. Here's one. How about of the Reserve and National Guard troops sent to Iraq, only 46% said they had any intention of reenlisting. Here's another one. I thought when you first scheduled me for this program, we were going to talk about the wounded that are coming back. And it's interesting to note that despite what we hear, that about 30,000, you get this, 30,000 ill and wounded soldiers have been sent home from Iraq and Afghanistan since all this mess, war on terror.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up
started.
Because that's what I wanted to get into next. 6 months ago, it was headlines about the coffins and covering it up and the dead and the wounded and five people dying a day. It went over 1,000 months ago, dead, as you said, 30,000 wounded. We don't really hear about the dead and wounded anymore. I mean, at best, it's the back of the paper. How'd they get that done?
Just through manipulation, and I think the worst part about this whole scenario is the fact that we have a higher ratio of wounded to dead now than we had before, and the reason for that is Kevlar helmets and bulletproof vests and so forth. But what we have is a situation where, yes, the life might be saved, and that's good, don't get me wrong, but it's bad when you stop and think that that body might not have any legs, or it might not have any arms, or the face might be so disfigured that the person would never be dare to, you know, never want to venture out into the light of day. And by the way, an interesting point here, which I made in a recent story, where are all these people? I mean, the some that are so grievously injured that they have to be hospitalized for the rest of their lives. They just cannot live outside of a hospital. Now, those people exist, and common sense would tell you they exist, but I defy anyone to come up with any figures as to how many of these people are and where they are.
Well, I saw reports, again, 8-9 months ago, where the media would try to get into these military bases here in the U.S. to see the wounded, and they're told, no, you can't come in. In every past war, the media was brought in, so they are hiding this, and again, they bring the bodies back through Dover up in Maine. They cover that up.
Delaware.
Yeah, excuse me, Delaware. What
Dover,
about the
Delaware Air Force Base, right?
What about the news articles that are claiming that the number of dead is actually much higher? Plus, they're not counting the numbers of dead mercenaries.
Well, I think that we have to do there is look back to Operation Desert Storm. Now, there were many. When I say many, I mean I don't mean that in the hundreds or multiple hundreds of special forces people that were killed over there that, you know, we will never hear about, and they weren't in the official counts.
Well, there's also, I think last time I saw, what, 400 plus dead contractors?
Yes, and also, I mean, keep in mind that in this war, to continue with that special forces or special operations type troop, Navy SEALs, Army Special Forces, Air Force, commandos, whatever, all, you know, being involved in this in larger numbers than they ever have before. I mean, we've been using special forces troops, you know, at a in higher numbers than in any war. Briefly.
And these are higher risk forces, and Kerry wants 40,000 more.
That's right, and that's not necessarily a dumb thing there, but, I mean, these troops are very valuable. In fact, Ralph Nader recently came out with a statement. Ralph Nader's not a fan of mine, but occasionally you find the wrong messenger delivering the right message, and what his message was, he was asked, I think it was on one of the Fox News programs, so what would you have done about Iraq if you had been president? And his answer was, well, I wouldn't have gotten us in this mess. If I had a problem with Saddam Hussein and the leadership in Iraq, I'd have gotten one of our most elite special forces groups and just sent them over there and, you know, have them taken out, meaning Saddam Hussein and his friends, and that would have ended it, and we wouldn't have had all this mess that we got today. And let the Iraqi people, which is what we're saying now, let the Iraqi people set up their own government, I mean, determine their own fate.
But they're not setting up their own government. They're putting
in a
puppet dictatorship. Now, we're about to take a few calls and let you go, and I appreciate your time, Mr. Blair. But back to exactly the ratio between dead and wounded is much wider now because of the Kevlar, but they're having their bodies shattered, their faces destroyed, their legs and arms blown off. And so now we've basically got the walking dead out there in record numbers, but that isn't seen as bad by the public. They only see numbers of dead as bad, whereas somebody who's got their legs blown off, I mean, that's a serious situation.
Yes, it is. And, you know, anybody that's interested in old movies or anybody as old as I am that can remember such things is a movie that came out right after World War II called The Best Years of Their Lives, The Best Years of Our Lives. I suggest that they, you know, get that movie and watch it and watch what some of the soldiers had to go through when they came home from World War II, where they came home as conquering heroes. The movie kind of centers around one particular actual soldier who played the part, who had both arms blown off, and he won an Oscar for, I can't think of his last name, and I never can, but in any case, he won two, the only actor to ever win two Oscars in one year, and it was for Special Oscar for the what he had done for helping the wounded and returning troops, and then best supporting actor Oscar. And the sad part of this story is that after all he'd gone through and so forth, he ended up having to auction off his Oscar for $60,000 to pay for, this is an interesting story, to pay for his wife's, his dying wife's hospital bills. And he was practically begged by the people that the Motion Picture Arts and Sciences or whatever it is that sponsors the Oscars, not to do this, not to sell it. But it was his only choice he was given. And why? Because all of the left-wing movie people that sponsor the Oscars, that are behind the organization that puts on the Oscars, didn't come up with any alternative for the man. And yet they can pour so much money into all kinds of left-wing causes, but they couldn't help this guy who had given both of his arms for his country. I mean, now there's a sad story.
It is. Who's up next, Stephanie? Carla in Kansas City, go ahead.
Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to back up what you have been saying about the draft. I have a brother who's 45 years old who is a colonel, and he's going over to Iraq. He was in Bosnia, but he wasn't on the, in the front. So they told him to sign a waiver, and he was going to go with, because the officers get an extra month, and to sign a waiver, he wouldn't sign it. And by the way, he went to two nights ago to see that Fahrenheit 9-1-1. And I guess he didn't say too much about it to my mother that it was all that bad. But anyway, he's prepared to go over, and he told my mother, you know, to tell me that they're going to have the draft very soon now, and that I have one son that was a Marine and got a medical discharge. He can't go, but the other one's 18 years old, and that probably he would have to go. And so he suggested to us that he go into the Coast Guard, because that's one of the only services that they won't send over. They can draw from everybody else but them.
Actually, they've been sending the Coast Guard for the first time.
I didn't know that.
To the Middle East, yeah.
Whoa, well, so he's wrong. So all of them, anybody in any service can be pulled from anywhere in the wherever they are.
Yes, but
that's right, and there are Coast Guard people over in Iraq.
But here's the question. Again, they've introduced the bills, they've got the draft boards, they're funding it, they're doing it. How are they going to sell that after the election? I guess there'll be some convenient terror attack, and then, oh, we've got to do it. And folks, I mean, are you going to send your children to die for this lie? When Iraq was never a threat to us, while Kim Jong-il runs around threatening to nuke us on the week?
You know, Alice, there's another interesting thing that when you say children, there's an interesting point here to be made. Back during the Vietnam War, back when the draft was in effect, the situation was a person was considered an adult between 18 and 21. So much has changed in this country now. Do you realize that they've had studies at various universities to determine what is considered being grown up now, and the age now is considered to be 25-26.
Well, yeah,
just think about that. I mean, and why I'm saying think about that is because we won't have any trouble when they start doing this. I mean, we won't have any rioting in this country. You know, just on that basis alone.
Well, you can be 80 years old and, you know, have a son who's 40 years old. I mean, it's still your child.
Exactly.
I mean, look, I would go volunteer if we were being attacked by Mexico and they needed troops. I mean, you wouldn't have to draft me, but we'd have to be under attack. It's not go steal somebody's oil.
That's right.
And then also the troops go over to Iraq and breathe depleted uranium, get all these experimental injections.
And believe me, at the price of gas at the pump, it isn't we who are stealing the oil. We are paying for the oil that's being stolen, perhaps, but we're not stealing it. I mean, when I say we, I mean the American people. Somebody's making an awful lot of money off of that.
Well, is your family member, caller, this colonel, is he concerned about the draft? Or?
He's concerned about it. He's got a 20-year-old son that will be a junior in college. And so he's very concerned. I mean,
by the way, there's no scholarship or school deferment in this new bill.
That's correct.
He's concerned because he does have a daughter that's 15 and a son that's 20. And then, you know, my son could go, and then we've got other two other boys that could go. And what I'm concerned about is, like you said, Alex, there's no deferment. I don't think it's going to be real hard to get out. Now, I heard that Canada did take one person that was against the war.
Well, Canada signed a deal last year saying they wouldn't do that. But,
Maybe he's underground. But you know, you were just talking about energy. There are other alternatives, but we're not using them. And I think China, you know, I've been hearing that China is using so much gas now that there's such a big demand, and that's one of the reasons that we're all going to all these wars.
Yeah, the globalists. China's the model. They get everything, we get nothing. Final segment with our guest. We'll talk to Don in Pennsylvania. One last caller, then I got a news article I want to hit, and that'll be it for this broadcast. So stay with us, stay the course. Final segment straight ahead. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The draft, or conscription, it's nothing more than slavery. It goes back to the old British press gangs, grabbing people off the streets to put them on board ships. Real quick, Don in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. We'll try to jam Ann in here too, but that's it. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? As always, it's always a pleasure to talk to you compared to Rush. Anyways, I just thought I'd let you know that as far as joining the service, a while back they said in order to join the service, you actually have to have a government diploma from them in order to actually be part of the military.
Well, that's not true. They hire, what, 20% of those in Iraq aren't even citizens, illegal aliens.
Right, but I mean, from this country, they won't hire you or even accept you. And the other thing is, if you're required to go down, all you have to do is say that I refuse to sign their contract, at which time you'll be, you know, really, how can I say, discriminatory.
Well, it really is an illusion. They can arrest a few prominent people that refuse the draft to try to scare everybody, but if we just say no, there's nothing they can do about it. Comments, Mr. Blair, on that subject. Thanks, Don.
You mean we can just say no to the draft and they won't be able to take us?
Well, they can arrest a few people and try to scare everybody else into going along. But no, if the mass of people say no, there's nothing they can do.
If that, well, that's the same thing as paying taxes or doing anything. If a large enough number of people refuse, then and obviously it cannot be enforced because there's just too many. But I dare say I don't think that that the draft is going to be stopped by some people going down there and saying, well, you know, hell no, I won't go. I don't think it's
going to
work
that way. I think a lot of people are just going to go along with it, but I'm not going to. Real quick, Ann in Kansas, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to share with the listeners that I heard last week an ad on AM radio actually targeting young people 18 years of age and older, telling them that they needed and were required to register for the draft.
Yeah, they gave, 25 million extra to the Selective Service to really beat things up.
And also I have an adopted daughter who is in Fort Hood. Her husband's in Iraq right now, a supply clerk. He says that she has a lot of inside information, but that they've already been told, some of these people, that they will be streaming in and out of the United States, back and forth to Iraq. Orders are clear up to 2010 that troops will be there.
Oh, they said we're going to be there for
Government admits that.
Yes.
That they'll be there until,
and
you
know, I
know,
too,
God
that
knows
I've had personal information when I've been in the Middle East that people know there that the Bushes are behind the drug and the oil trade, and this is all about money. It always has been.
Okay, I hear you. Ann, I want to thank you for coming on. Mike Blair from AmericanFreePress.net, thank you for joining us. Hope to have you back on soon.
It was a pleasure.
Take care, my friend. All right, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. I wanted to get to this, but hangover tests could nab groggy motorist. And this is out of the Windsor Star. Morning after drivers who climb behind the wheel after tying one on the night before could soon face the prospect of roadside checks for DWH, driving while hungover. And then it goes on to say the U.S. government's planning this too, not even if you've been drunk and now are sober, but if you're just tired. And they've sold hundreds of the devices to U.S. police departments to test. So now it's going to be, oh, you're going to prison. You were driving while tired. And folks, they're really moving ahead with this. Just amazing. Just briefly, I will see you tonight here in Austin, Texas. In East Austin at 1156 Hargrave Street. I can only be there for the first 45 minutes or so because I have a live TV show 8 to 9. But to stand up against the board of directors of ACTV in the city, and we finally got their corporate minutes, bombshell information about the attempt to take over free speech here in Austin, Texas. So be there tonight, 1156 Hargrave Street, the Millennium Youth Entertainment Center. It's got a big area for a crowd to show up and hear the board try to spin things. Very important if you live in Central Texas. We got this press release on InfoWars.com. Get out there and educate everybody and stand up against the New World Order.